Thank you for listening to the audio to support our poster on virtual or in person, a look at TIA clinics. My name is Sarah Brown and I am the project manager for this evaluation. Virtual outpatient clinics, where most appointments and consultations are completed remotely, were widely introduced during the COVID-19 pandemic. Most NHS trusts moved to this model of care for TIA clinics to minimise face-to-face contact between healthcare professionals and patients. Some services have continued with a virtual model of care, others have returned to face-to-face clinics or now offer a hybrid approach. There is a limited evidence base for the effectiveness of the virtual model or the experiences of patients and staff. To address this, we carried out an 18-month real-world evaluation, which included mapping the different care pathways in 14 clinics and interviewing 15 patients and 12 healthcare professionals. There were two main findings. Firstly, wide variation across services, even when using the same model. This meant it wasn't possible to define what a good pathway looks like for each of the three different models. Secondly, pathways and working practices were primarily dependent on imaging availability, particularly for MRI. Benefits of the virtual model for patients included time saving due to reductions in travel and time to attend appointments. Healthcare professionals had greater flexibility to manage TIA services around other clinical demands, and patients made quicker progress through the pathway. Challenges of the virtual model included the lack of clear patient-facing information. Some patients and healthcare professionals found it more difficult to build a rapport, and patients told us they had fewer opportunities to ask questions, particularly when given a diagnosis of TIA and the significance of this on their emotional well-being. Delivering high-quality, rapid-access TIA services is important to reduce the burden of recurrent stroke through early treatment. We have four key recommendations. Firstly, develop a framework to set common standards for TIA outpatient clinics, including when virtual consultations are appropriate and/or preferred. Secondly, develop and implement an improved referral and triage system to help manage unpredictable demand through streamlining. Thirdly, better patient-facing information on how care is delivered in the hybrid and virtual models. Finally, the hybrid model could offer benefits to patients and healthcare professionals if the best aspects of virtual and face-to-face are adopted. In summary, there is potential to use virtual consultations for some patients. Developing a framework for commissioners and services to support service design is key, and patient input is essential. We will work with the Getting It Right First Time Stroke team and the Integrated Stroke Delivery Networks to support these changes. I'd like to thank the funder, the Accelerated Access Collaborative at NHS England, with support from the National Institute for Health and Care Research, and to the PPI project members with lived experience of TIA, patient, carers and healthcare professionals who participated in the project. Thank you for listening to this overview. If you have any questions or would like more details on the project, please see the contact details on the poster.